The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now, as we heard on last Friday's programme from Dermot O'Leary, the General Secretary of the National Bus and Rail Workers Union, there will be work stoppages by Irish rail workers on Wednesday the 1st of November, which is next week. You have Tuesday the 7th of November, Tuesday the 14th of November, Thursday the 23rd, and then Friday the 8th of December. But, Dermot, it's been reported this morning by the Irish Daily Mail there's a possibility of further strikes before Christmas. Is that the case?
Well, look, I mean, I got the mail myself. I haven't been alerted to the fact that the mail was carrying some story in relation to that, Matt. Obviously, there's a number of trade unions involved in this, which is five. And again, I know that the mail was quoting union sources, so they have a big pool to fish from in terms of those sources. But I will say this in response to that question, Matt, that should the dispute rumble on into day three, day four, and day five, we indicated last week that we would be keeping the situation under review. So one would imagine that if it goes as far as day four, for example, then we'll come under pressure on the trade unions to announce, I suppose, further actions. And indeed, we probably will be come under pressure to announce further actions that would have a longer duration. And again, look, I suppose I'm not going to come on a national radio station and say what date they're going to be if that unfortunate event was to happen. But certainly we will come under pressure to ramp up the situation before Christmas. There's no doubt about that.
That sounds, the implication of that, Dermot, is that if these 5 days of individual stoppages don't do the job for you, you'll do more before Christmas and it could be 2 and 3 day blocks.
Well, look, Mark, I say this to you, and again, I've said this many, many times, it's one of the easiest things to do in relation to the dispute, no matter which side is in dispute with each other. It's very easy to organise a dispute. That's the easy part of this unfortunate episode that happened last week. But once a dispute starts, it takes on a life of its own. And whilst you would have control on the union side in terms of dictating dates, I suppose the anger that will become more and more palpable as the days roll by will manifest into demand on the trade unions again to ramp it up. And whether that's 1 day or 2 days or even more, I get at this stage, I'd be only, I suppose, surmising what view the representatives would take in the event of day four or day five happening.
Okay, and just before I go to Barry Kenny of Ernard Aaron, what is it exactly that you want? Because it was reported, is it a 1.75% pay increase across the board? Would that sort you out?
No, it would not. And again, and then Barry would come on and say something different. That's okay. Barry has to do what Barry has to do. But certainly in terms of last Thursday, and we rehearsed this last Friday on your show, where we were moving a lot closer, a lot further away from 1.75 and significantly north of 1.75 before the plug was pulled by the CEO at around 11 o'clock last Thursday night. So look, the claim is the claim. It's 3.75. That's in line with the pay rises awarded to others in the transport sector in both Dublin Bus and the Lewis, unfortunately following disputes in those two industries as well.
Barry Kenny, 3.75% in line with what they got in Lewis and what they got in the buses. Will you just give them their money, please, and make sure that we don't have to have this disruption to rail services on the 5 dates that have already been announced and possibly many more before Christmas?
Well, that figure is presented by Dermot and others in the trade union movement as if to portray, I suppose, an image of uniformity in the public transport sector. They omit the fact that Bus Éireann, whose financial situation most closely reflects our own, did not get an increase, indeed had quite significant change in that scenario. So each transport company has to deal with the financial situation it faces. Our financial situation is accumulated losses of €160 million. It is that we face loss this year, thankfully lesser than in previous years, but we do face continued loss. And what we've been trying to do through the process is to, recognising the wish for employees to improve earnings, is to put in place efficiencies and measures that will let us generate an increase. And what was on the table for Ian Roderan at the talks when they ended was a 1.75% increase in the first year, primarily funded by a lot of what are primarily administrative efficiencies, things like absenteeism management, performance management, payroll measures, and then that we would go into a defined period of negotiation to look at how we would fund further increases in year two and year three, because a 3.75% increase per annum over 3 years will cost what is a company that is very close to insolvency an additional €58.5 million over those 3 years.
Okay, what about that, Dermot O'Leary? They can't afford 58 million over the next 3 years.
look, Barry and I could both accuse each other of spinning a story here, but I mean, Barry will well know, right, and anyone that followed industrial relations closely, and I obviously do, in terms of consistency across the economy, in terms of pay rises. There was a time we had social partnership in this country, and pay rises were awarded to workers centrally in negotiation between the trade union movement and government. That's gone now.
Yeah, so but sorry, there would have been exemption clauses for companies that couldn't afford it. And if a company was almost insolvent, Matt, it was able to get an exemption.
Matt, can I say this very, very clearly? I mean, this notion that Irish Rail could go insolvent, it's a red herring being peddled again by Barry, I suppose, week in and week out. It's a fallacy which will never, ever happen. It's a state-owned company. The 160 million is a legacy debt. And again, the National Transport Authority, and I've said this many, many times, the recent rail review, and it's before the minister, by the way, and again, so much asked the minister what's he going to do about it, because that suggests that Irish Rail should get 125 million at least over the next 3 years to plug or to compensate, I should say, for the underfunding of successive governments over many, many years. That 160 million greatly reduces when that money is back into the company. But the fact of the matter, Matt, is this: unless a substantial pay rise is awarded to people of Irish Rail, we're heading for a dispute, and all the spin in the world from Barry Kenny and all the, I suppose, the words from me, it's not going to matter a jot unless the people I represent have sight of a genuine, decent, substantial pay rise committed with those all the people that work in the transport sector.
Okay, Barry Kenny, if there is a strike, which services will be lost? Will that be all intercity, all suburban? Will it be the Dart in Dublin as well?
Matt, as it stands, based on the notice of action we have for the dates you mentioned, starting this day week, the 1st of November, we would have absolutely no trains of any type operating on the network. So that's 155,000 people disrupted.
I
don't know what the purpose of interrupting that is. So every single train would be stopped based on that 24-hour of disruption. Obviously, that has a huge impact on our customers. It has a huge impact on the company's finances, and that in turn weakens our ability to respond to the aspiration for improved pay from employees.
Okay, your response to that, Dermot O'Leary?
No, sorry, I wasn't talking, Barry. I was only trying to help you. I know Barry moonlights sometimes on radio stations, but I think he forgets himself when he comes on and speaks on behalf of Irish Rail. I'm quite tired that I might speak. In terms of what's going to stop on Irish Rail, I'll be very, very clear on this, Matt. Every place where Irish Rail conducts its business, bar none, there'll be tickets on the gates of those locations on the first and those 5 days, in fact.
Will that attract train stations as well, where you actually have trains and buses in the same place?
Look, Matt, we've been through this so many, many times. We have already communicated to our people in Bus Air and in the shared locations, is what you're referring to, I assume.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
dispute is with Irish Rail in pursuance of a long overdue pay rise. There's no dispute with Bus Air. And again, we've advised not people to carry on as normal in Bus Air.
So you can explain to me, Barry, why did Irish Rail sponsor an international fishing competition in Fermanagh for 10 European teams recently? The Irish Daily Mail had the story.
Yeah, this is a group. It's the International Railway Sporting Association from across 23 countries. We participated in events in this in previous years. We haven't hosted anything ourselves on a one-off basis. We hosted that this year. I suppose we have, like most employers, we will have programs for employees, be it in terms of sport, be it in terms of education opportunities. But this is a one-off event that, as I say, from an organisation, €20,000 to Éire na Éireann.
What do you make of that, Dermot?
Well, look, I mean, people will know, and I've been quoted in an article recently from me, in response to an article, sorry, in the Irish Mail, in relation to that fishing trip, and I found it quite extraordinary today that Frank Gannon, who presented himself at the Oireachtas, nominated, his nomination as chairman of Irish Rail, who's had sitting on the board for a number of years now, knew nothing about Irish Rail spurging taxpayers' money on the jaunt up to a different jurisdiction, it has to be said.
Oh, still on the island of Ireland.
Well, look, Matt, let's be very clear on this. There's not even the railway operation in the skill, and never mind anything else. And we had a spectre on a situation where the CEO of Irish Rail was around in the skilling, acting like some type of Irish RM, entertaining his acolytes from the UK. And it sticks in the craw of people who are now looking for a pay rise, that Barry Kenny can come on here and just nonchalantly say, 20 grand has always been done, that kind of thing. I mean, it's an appalling indictment of a state company that they would abuse taxpayers' money at that level, and often, as I said, in the jungle.
Barry, do you want to respond to that as a last word to you?
Well, railway employees from a number of European countries, many
none
actually.
Of my members,
many of them were funded by...
Not one of my members
many
was
of them were,
invited either.
If you'd like to let me speak.
Many no notification of any campaign.
Again, Dermot, I know sometimes you don't like to let us speak. Many of them actually funded by their trade unions locally. It is, as I say, we have programmes, we have education opportunities, we support staff participation in things like Cycle Against Suicide, Double Staff Relay, that provide opportunities.
Could we send you off together on a fishing trip and maybe you might sort this out?
I'm not sure that would end well now, to be fair.
We see who end up floating with the fishes. Thank you very much, Dermot O'Leary of the National Bus and Rail Workers Union and Barry Kenny of Irish Rail.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.